necessarily agree with you, but I appreciate very much that you feel that way. I had a good day. I got a call today. My phone rang, and I answered it. I didn't recognize the number. I said, hello. And the person said, please hold for the president. I was like, what? And then a voice comes on. It sounded like the president. And he's like, oh, this is President Obama. And I said, no, that's not you. And he goes, yes, it is. And I said, no, there's no way the president would ever call me. So he goes, all right, we'll just hang up and call the White House and ask for me and you'll get through it. Maybe they'll convince you. So I said, okay, and I hung up. And I Googled the White House. And I got, like, the main number. And I called and said, hi, this guy was calling me. He said he was the president. My name's Louie. And she put me through. So all of a sudden, I'm talking to the president. And I said, well, what can I do for you? And he goes, I don't know, what's up? And he said, where are you? I said, I'm in Phoenix. And he said, I heard they're all fags there. I know. And I was like, first of all, Phoenix is not known for that. Second of all, who says fags? Like, who says just fags? And then beyond that, how dare you, Mr. President? And he says, so go tell everybody who's going to believe you, you fat douche. And he hung up. I was really surprised. That's what I would do if I was the president. I would